which in us saw the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise and simple. Or to be desired are they than gold, in a much fine gold, sweeter also than honey.
This is Go Ye International's podcast. Thank you for taking interest in this episode in which I will continue the audio version of my book titled My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray. You may obtain a free copy of this book to read on your own or even along with the podcast. Contact me through the email for this page. The link is on the right side of the page towards the bottom when you scroll down. Or you can even go to my website, goyei.mysite.com to obtain the other contact information for requesting your free hard copy by mail or the PDF version right away via email. For those who think outside the box, when this project is finished and if you have downloaded all episodes of My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray, at that time you will be able to create your own playlist with all the chapters, giving you the whole audiobook version for listening in any media player you have and at a time you like, as when you are on the go or road trips, bike rides, traffic jams, or as a sunset spectator. Simply put, you are virtually unlimited. Please continue to listen and learn with Go Ye International's podcast as I invite you to visit often and stay late. There is a different world for you to discover.
Won't you be designed are they than gold, in a much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray. Written, compiled, and recorded by Aaron Paul Brackeen. December 2006. Page 2. Introductory Statements, The Purpose, Desire, and Hope. Thank you for taking time to read this book and or listen to this audiobook titled My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray, taken from a verse in Psalm 45. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of things which I have made, touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. The full impact of this title will occur later. This book was compiled in such a way to be faithful to Christian orthodoxy and fundamental in its doctrine while following historical Christian practices through the ages. The threefold purpose of this project is to exalt the Sovereign One, evangelize the sinful, and edify the saints. With the exception of this section and the next one, The Call to Logic, there are 36 chapters of Bible saturation that may cause some to wonder, where's the commentary? There is very little because too much of it is in the Christian church today. What is needed is a spiritual inoculation of what saith the Scripture as found in Romans 4:3, Romans 10:8, Romans 11:4, and Galatians 4:30. This is an attempt to inoculate any who come in contact with this audiobook because of the famine. However, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Amos 8:11. Blessed is he that readeth and heareth the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Revelation 1:3. This arrangement of Holy Bible verses and passages using over 2,800 verses makes up over 74,800 words, with nearly 75% of those words being straight, unadulterated Bible verses quoted as is in the Holy Scriptures. Alterations were done to clarify the persons, settings, or context due to the way in which they will be read in this book and not in the entire chapter from which it comes. The Bible used contains English from the 17th century. The spelling and grammatical differences between then and now are not wrong, but simply old and are easily understood. Any alterations of the text are indicated with italicized words in brackets, with some already part of the verse as italicized. Most of the words in this book are from the Bible. Thus, the decision to put them as the normal text and not the authors whose comments are italicized to distinguish them from what saith the Lord, not for emphasis which is in bold and or underlined. After a brief section in this chapter and the call to logic, that will be the format used. The passages quoted have a number corresponding with the reference at the bottom of each page citing the location in the Holy Bible. Quotation marks will not be used in the spirit of the old style English, since nearly 75% is Bible anyway. Where the Holy Bible has an internal quote, a comma will precede the quote beginning with a capitalized letter. Please use a dictionary as needed. There is no glossary provided. Old English is not difficult. This author's desire is to please the Almighty, penetrate the minds of the lost, and protect the hearts of the saved, as the scriptures say, "Whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, not seeking your own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." 1 Corinthians 10, verses 31 through 33. However, Lord Jesus said, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Moreover, his instruction was, "Many will be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." Luke 7:23. Matthew 24:10. This will take place because Jesus saith unto them, "Did ye never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes'? The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed." It is the hope of this author that you find the remainder of this project to be of assistance to you. Please, don't hesitate to make contact. This concludes this episode of the GOYI International Broadcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, and/or reading along. You may contact us through the contact information available on the GOYI International's podcast page, via the email, the websites of goyiinternational.mysite.com. There you get further information by which you can write and/or use other email and call. It is hoped that you find this material to be a blessing to you, a challenge in the way you formerly thought, as well as in how you presently live. Also, GOYI International would like any kind of comments and feedback that you are willing to offer through the various means available on this website and otherwise. Lastly, to those that aren't for sure or are struggling with this issue of salvation in Jesus Christ, our invitation and warning to you is, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. to be